senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Monday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We are streaming right at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's rainy as fuck. In fact, we're under a flood warning. Did you see that? Flood watch, flood warning?
No, I did not.
Here right now.
Climate change.
Flood advisory.
Woo!
We're advising you.
What am I supposed to do? Be advised. Be advised that there's going to be so much water that we're not going to be able to control it. So just know that's happening.
So also, because we live in Florida and we have Republican infrastructure, probably give it about a 30% chance that we lose the internet during the show or the power.
Why does it matter if the internet is wet in 2023? Well, go ahead.
I think it's the power a lot. Every time there's a thunderstorm, basically our power flickers in some capacity.
What the fuck country are we in? What is this? Florida? Is this still Florida?
Yeah, yeah.
Are we still in the part of the sitcom where we moved to Florida? Holy shit. Oh my god.
Shelby.
Fuck this state.
Shelby's demanding her Kong toy.
You know, what is it about fascists that have shitty infrastructure? All the fascist governors have shitty infrastructure, right?
Right, except for whatever buildings they build in their own homage and all that stuff. We didn't go to Iuvre in outside of Rome. It's just creepy. If you go to Rome, everybody, you have to go to Rome. Go to Rome. But there's a section of Rome called Iuvre, E-U-R.
Iuvre.
And it was like Mussolini's wet dream.
Ooh,
architecturally. It's all this just horrible fascist stuff. Giant 30-foot horses with big swinging balls underneath them that everybody gets their picture taken with.
Does Steve Bannon love it? Is it Steve Bannon Disneyland like that?
Yes, yeah. I mean, it's that really stark gray. It's just creepy as fuck.
Do you think these fascists, they're in it for the idea of fascism, or they're in it for like Clarence Thomas wants to, you know, roll on ecstasy and fuck in Indonesia, right? And go on these great vacations.
That story?
How much? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, our SCOTUS.
Who's he fucking?
I don't know what he's doing. What is he doing in Indonesia?
I think he's doing a rich old guy shit. Which probably is ecstasy and fucking.
Yeah, I mean, he's a conservative, right?
Yeah.
He's an old rich conservative.
Sure.
Sorry, I was just making some educated guesses. This is what he was
Well,
up
he's
to.
Not that rich, but his sugar daddy is.
Well, he didn't pay for shit.
Right.
I don't think he paid for the tires on his fucking car or some shit like that. How much is he? I bought tires for a car. Do you buy tires?
I haven't in a bit, but yeah.
You buy tires. Everybody buys tires, of course. Yes. Not the SCROTUS. Whatever.
Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. We get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
I want to send our Amazon link to Harlan Crow when it's Christmas time for SCOTUSes.
And tweet us during the show. We're still using the Twitter to communicate with
Nine!
Our beloved listeners.
Elon just told us that, be warned, that he's deleting people that haven't twatted in a while, and you may lose followers. He sent out that. Thank you.
If you haven't tweeted?
I don't know. Or, in a few years, he's purging the roles.
Oh, well, okay.
So he's going to give... I don't know. I don't know what he does.
Let's check on those headlines. Woo. Everybody over to the Commie Pickle Liberal HuffPo.
Yay.
It says, Shady.
Right.
So we know what this is involving.
Yes.
A Republican.
Ooh.
Ex-Trumper's flamethrowing nonprofit is a phantom.
What the? What? What? Flamethrowers?
This is actually the first time I'm hearing of this also.
Another scandal?
Protect the Public Trust, a watchdog group run by a former Trump administration official.
Yes, yes, yes. Skimming off the top.
Has become influential in right-wing circles over the last 2 years, making a name for itself by being a thorn in the side of the Biden administration.
Nine.
The Washington, D.C.-based organization first surfaced in early 2021, shortly after President Biden took office.
Woo!
Has portrayed itself as, quote, nonpartisan.
Oh, yeah, we're taking all the fucking money. We're spending it on ourselves.
Pro-transparency nonprofit.
Ah!
In
no,
quotes.
Let me explain. No transparency, all profit. Yes, go ahead.
Dedicated to fighting government corruption and ensuring that federal officials play by the rules.
Wait, wait. Take out fighting. Dedicated to corruption.
Let me remind you. Started by run by a former Trump administration
Who?
Official. So we'll
Who?
Just... I'm sure that'll come up in the story here.
Yes.
It has filed a slew, this organization has filed a slew of Freedom of Information Act requests.
Yes.
Ethics complaints and lawsuits targeting Biden cabinet members
right.
and other high-ranking administration officials, at times succeeded in shining a light on conflicts of interest
oh,
and
whatever.
Has even influenced questioning in congressional hearings. I wonder how many Republicans they went after.
Right. Well, whatever that both sides-ism fucking paragraph, is that the HuffPo? Is that
oh,
the
yeah,
hump?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sucky, sucky, Jackie, Jackie with those two paragraphs to the right. Okay, we get it. We get it.
But God. For all its talk of being a champion of transparency, the group has been shady about its own precise nature, going
oh.
as far as to misrepresent itself in public records requests.
Oh, okay.
In a FOIA request to the Department of Energy, PPT, the group, described itself as a 501c3 nonprofit organization with supporters and members of the public who seek a transparent, ethical, and impartial government that makes decisions in the best interests of all Americans,
Stop
not
it.
Former employers oh. and special interests.
Oh, oh, that's so funny. I'm going to die laughing. Please stop or I'm going to die laughing.
This is great.
Oh, that's funny as shit.
A 501c3 is a specific type of nonprofit
yes.
awarded by the IRS to certain charitable, religious, or educational organizations.
Like this one.
These groups are exempt from federal taxes.
Oh, yes.
And allow the donors to write off contributions.
Hell fucking yes. Bring in the cash. Bring in the grift. We're fucking... Clarence Thomas is getting paid. Everybody's getting paid.
I assume you know where this is probably
going. I know
going.
Where this is going. Phone parties.
PPT, however, has never filed a Form 990.
Hell no.
You haven't filed a Form 990 that is required of 501c3 nonprofits.
According to HuffPo's review of the IRS nonprofit database and several
yes.
other businesses and nonprofit search tools, over its 2 years as a group, PPT has repeatedly changed how it portrays itself.
Oh. They're like a butterfly. They go in a cocoon and they come out something else.
By September 2021,
the other
it
way
had
around.
Dropped the 501c3 from its description in public
Ew.
Records requests, calling itself simply a nonprofit organization.
Oh.
Which is a state-level designation.
Okay. The state of bullshit.
In a lawsuit filed against the State Department in January 2022, the group called itself an unincorporated association.
What the fuck does that mean?
Retired and former public servants and concerned citizens that is dedicated to restoring public trust in government.
A bunch of fucking quasi-Klan members, okay? Go ahead.
Yeah. Quasi.
Yeah, right. Don't insult me.
I'm the fucking Kligo, motherfucker.
I'm the Grand Kegel. Fuck you.
The more recently in January 2023, they called themselves a collection of individuals.
That's it. That like to burn crosses.
That's it. We're just a collection of individuals.
Okay.
the HuffPo could find no business records for the group.
So what?
Big on deal. File within DC or any neighboring states.
Who cares? That's not a big deal.
In
is
any
it?
Business library.
Not a problem.
They list their address as 712 H Street Northeast, Suite 1682, Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Which is a storefront, of course, in D.C.
Right.
Which is home to Gold Spot Pack and Ship, a shipping and mailbox company.
Right, right. And then somewhere in there, they run this nonprofit organization, yeah, yeah. I guess.
The organization appears, however, to be flush with resources.
Hell yes!
Enough to file dozens of lawsuits. But who's Chamberlain? I've been skipping. Michael Chamberlain, the group's director and a former Trump administration official. Okay. So that's the dude.
Right.
He emailed the HuffPo.
Where do they get this money to do all this shit then? God. This is so much bullshit. The fucking fuck you and all these people that want to go up to the Clinton Foundation, right? The Clinton Foundation. Right, right.
Chamberlain has declined in previous interviews to disclose where his money comes from.
Well, yeah, it just comes out of his fucking asshole, I guess.
Chamberlain
he just shits it out.
Has had a long career in conservative politics and media.
Ah, he's a fucking crook. That's what he is.
And shares right-wing views on social media. He led Nevada communications for former President Trump Trump's 2016 campaign.
Oh, good job, Nazi.
And served for 4 years as a communication and outreach official.
Nice!
At Trump's Department of Education under Ditzy DeVos. Trump's name for her, by the way.
So wait a second. What are these people doing? They're just doing grift. They're stealing.
Yeah.
They're full of shit. They're
sure.
They're not who they say they are.
Keep going. I'm going to get my
best. These are the best Republicans, everybody. This is sheer fucking freedom. I don't even know what the fuck they're up to yet. All I can figure is that they're taking lots of money and getting tax breaks and saying, probably when it's time to file taxes, they say, hey, we're a nonprofit, here's all our bullshit. But how do they pay people? I don't understand any of this story. Where is their money coming from? Is this guy shitting it out of his dick hole every morning?
I'm sure it's...
We gotta piss some nickels.
It's Rich Twants.
God.
It's your Mercers. It's your Coke.
Why don't we give a shit about these? Let's go get these people. They're corrupt. It's even in our nasty ass SCOTUS. Shame.
This guy who has dismissed the idea that his organization is partisan.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We're not partisan.
No. Here's what you are. We're making money.
We just target people in the executive branch. Right now, that's the Biden administration.
You target them and you don't do anything. But what they probably do, say, ooh, guys, we need to raise some money to fight the evil Bidens. You know what I mean? Is that what they do?
So he found some, I guess he found some shit on some deputy directors and bullshit.
Nine!
At the Bureau of Land Management. Somebody else at the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management failed to disclose something from her work in the public sector. You know, this is all
right.
I'm all down for it.
Right, right. But it's stupid.
Get it. Yeah.
We're talking about the we don't have time for this. The other side is it not disclosing what I don't know what this is about, but we got a SCOTUS that votes on cases that just is in somebody's fucking pocket. Right. Who cares about this? This Biden administration is not filling out a form.
So, their work has primarily drawn the attention of conservative lawmakers and right-wing media, including Fox News, The Daily Caller, The Daily Mail, and The Federalist.
All the liars!
Which do not appear to have challenged or questioned the group's nonprofit
Why not?
Status.
Don't you guys have an internet connection? Can't you Google shit? Aren't you... What is his name of this fucking... What are they? Who are they?
The... Protect the Public Trust.
We are taking your money, you dumb bitches. Change it to that. And then change it to that name. Right?
So, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Who's going to look into that? Who has time? Anybody want to look into that? Are you busy? Shit.
PPT. That's the headline. Over at the HuffPo.
That's a PowerPoint file.
We haven't had a shooting in the last couple of hours.
It is America, don't know.
After all. We seem to be quite regularly having them now.
These dumb fucking Republicans, they don't give a shit if a bunch of kids get slaughtered with guns. They don't fucking give a fuck. I think on social media, I didn't see it. I don't want to see it, but you can see an AR shooting a kid to pieces. Everybody should go look at that with your gun. Like, if you want to have your dumb AR, whatever, that's the cost. Enjoy, you fucks. You dumb fucks.
Drudge Report is reporting.
It's mental health.
No, their headline says Biden bad poll.
Oh, there's a bad poll? People getting killed, you dumb shits. It's a bad poll for Biden. Who fucking cares? Nothing.
As he begins his campaign for re-election, President Biden faces substantial and multiple challenges, according to a Washington Post ABC News survey.
Yes, it's a lot of challenges in this country. The other side, they're crazy fucking lunatic Nazis who don't give a shit about dead kids getting shot to death. There's your significant challenge.
Can I blow this up? This is like a bloody PDF. How do I make this bigger?
How do I know?
There we go. Controlling the little wheelie thing.
Yeah.
Let's see. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Are you serious?
It's not going well. 56% disapproval.
Why? Tell me why. I mean, I don't think the guy's perfect, but I mean, I approve. Fuck, did you not see what happened during Trump?
Well, I think the Democrats aren't doing a good enough job of getting all the good shit that has happened under Joe out there.
Okay, so there's a criticism.
They keep answering the ridiculous, oh my God, you're grooming four-year-olds by reading books to them,
you know,
with fake titties.
That is always going to be the problem, though. I mean, I love that criticism. The criticism is they aren't selling what they've already done. Well, fuck, you know, man.
This is just by the numbers, ridiculous.
Yeah.
Number two, who do you think did a better job handling the economy, Trump when he was president or Biden during his presidency?
Fuck off.
54% Trump, 36% Biden.
Who are the police?
It's literally just the opposite.
Who are they polling, though? Like,
it's top line polling methods. The Washington Post ABC News poll was conducted by telephone April 28th through May 3rd among a random national sample of 1,006 adults with 75% reached on cell phones, 25% on landlines.
This is bizarre.
Results have a margin of sampling error of plus or minus 3.5 percentage points in the full sample.
Well, okay. So the poll is antiquated.
But it doesn't say
25% landlines.
These are
whatever.
Likely voters.
Yeah.
Does it? It's just a random sampling of humans.
We get, you know, this is what you get. The same spin over and over. If there's a Democrat, an incumbent Democrat gets the same spin over and fucking over. The poll numbers. Ugh. You know what I mean? I thought there was supposed to, wasn't there supposed to be a red wave or some shit in 2018 or 20?
Tsunami. Yeah.
When was that, 20 or 18?
20.
Oh, what happened? Was there a red wave?
Well, 22, wasn't it? The midterms of last year. Yeah.
Was there a red wave?
No. They got fucked.
When are we going to listen? This is bullshit, and this poll is bullshit. 25% of the people in this poll were questioned on landlines. Suck my dick. That is insane. 75% of most people don't have landlines. It's not 25%.
Not since I lived in Venice.
It's 25% of a quarter of this poll, landlines. That's stupid.
Congress typically passes legislation on a regular basis to allow the government to pay its debts. Without this step, the government could default on its debts. Do you think Congress should allow the federal government to pay its debts only if the Biden administration also agrees to cut federal spending, or should the issues of debt payment and federal spending be handled separately? 58% handle it separately. So
of course, that's the same
almost
part.
2/3 of the country are saying, look, Republicans, stop holding the fucking country hostage, right. You
assholes. And then also that question is loaded the way they should Biden worded. Cut? It's anti-Biden. It is worded toward being middle of the road bullshit.
Well, and they also don't contextualize it because right. The Democrats and the Republicans both under Trump voted for clean raises.
Yes.
Just clean, yes. Nothing. No fight.
Separate.
The Democrats did not say, that's a nice country, be sorry if something happened to it.
You know what, man? It's just like you can't really... All this shit is just insane because to not think about the other side as total fascist monsters that are unreasonable is crazy. And it's one side with their problems dealing with a fascist unreasonable monster. And that's politics.
But then this next one doesn't make sense.
Yes.
If the debt limit is not raised and the government goes into default, who would you mainly blame? Biden or Republicans in Congress? 36 to 39 only.
That's because no one understands the question. This shouldn't be a thing.
So they're like, it should be handled separately. But the Republicans are the one who have said, he's not negotiating. Well, you said it should be handled separately. There should be no negotiations. We vote to raise the debt limit,
yeah.
And then we'll argue over the budget matters and yes. The budget or something
right,
like that.
Right, right. Kevin McCarthy, take your dick, put it in your briefcase, and go home.
Well, it's in Margie's briefcase.
Okay.
I lost my dick. What? If the debt limit isn't raised.
Yes.
This says compare to. If the debt limit is not raised, the federal government will have to start shutting down many of its activities. It may not be able to send out Social Security checks, pay salaries for government workers, meet its obligations to bondholders. If this occurs, who do you think will be mainly to blame?
What a dumb fucking question. The Republicans!
I see. They're comparing it to 2011, which is why Obama is here. So it was Obama 36 and the reps 42. So it wasn't that much more. So even back in the day when it was, you know, slightly less crazy in 2011, it was still just a 3-point difference from what it is today. So the Republicans are dumb.
The thing is, though, it's like, how about this question? Who do you think is working at least in the own interest of our country? I mean, at the very least. I mean, because it's like the Republicans, even in 2011, like, what did they get out of fucking with the debt ceiling? What did we gain? What were we ever going to gain from that?
They wanted food stamps cut.
Right.
And,
starvation.
And Social Security,
I mean, you know,
cut.
It's,
and yeah.
You know, I will say that. That someone had a point about the Democrats selling what they do. Yes. Okay. But how about this? People need to understand what the Republic. Yeah, but yeah. I thought that was on the question.
No, that was my point.
Yeah, but they need to sell what the Republicans are doing here because I don't think people get it. The Republicans are fucking with people's food and some people's Social Security and well-being and shit with this stuff.
Still,
yes.
And again, yeah.
I don't think that case is being made enough. How evil these bitches are.
Question 5. Donald Trump has been charged in New York with 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. Do you think this case was brought appropriately to hold Trump accountable under the law like
yes.
anyone else, or inappropriately to try to hurt Trump politically? 49%.
Yes.
Appropriately.
49
to hold Trump accountable. 44% say it was inappropriate. 7%
stupid,
have
dumb
no
bitches.
Opinion.
You stupid fucking idiots.
No opinion.
Trump would never do anything to help any of you fucking people. You fucking dumb bitch morons. Get out your money.
44%.
Buy his NFTs. Buy his gold coins. Send the maggots money. Continue to bend over and spread your dumb Nazi shaped starfish.
Well, part
Good
of it
job.
May be the case.
Yes.
Also. The case in New York being flimsier
yes.
Than these other ones then, because the next question says, do you think Trump should or should not face criminal charges in each of these other cases? A, investigations into whether he tried to illegally overturn the 2020 presidential election. 56% he should.
Well, what a weird question.
38% should not.
That's a weird question. Should someone doing illegal shit get prosecuted?
B, a federal investigation into his handling of classified documents after he left office. 54% get him.
Yes.
38% say no.
They love it. They love it when someone takes nuclear secrets and puts it in their sock drawer to show, I don't know what he's doing with it.
Federal investigation into his role in the events leading to the storming of the U.S. Capitol in January.
Yes, he told them to go.
He should face consequences. 54%, 41 say he should not.
You know, if you go look at it, watch any of his speech on that ellipse, and even if there's a question, he told them to go down there, man. He told them to go. And they knew they were armed. The people that stormed the Capitol.
If you lean Democrat.
Yes, if you lean.
Would you like the Democratic Party to nominate Biden to run for a second term as president in 2024, would you like the Democratic Party to nominate someone other than Biden as its candidate for president?
I will vote Democrat, and I will vote for Biden because the other side is a Nazi. The other side's a motherfucking Nazi.
58%.
Yes.
Nominate someone else.
Someone else. No, we it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, the Democrat. It doesn't matter.
Right.
He's got to win. Who gives a fuck? This is the ninth inning of the World Series, but it's not that fun. It's not like that. We're playing for all the marbles. It's Nazi time.
If you lean Republican.
Yeah, lean Republican, sure.
Would you like the Republican Party to nominate as candidate? Who would you like?
Trump, you bitch! Mike Pompeo!
Surprisingly, 27% say no opinion.
Ted Cruz! No opinion. Shut up. No opinion. They like Trump. You
Donald
like it.
Trump, 43%.
Woo-hoo!
Ron DeSantis, 20%.
Who's next?
And then,
come on. Mike Pence?
2%.
Oh, Mike!
Mike Pence.
Damn, where's Nikki?
But Mike Pence leads the rest of the pack.
Oh, go through all
with
of it.
Nikki Haley, Asa Hutchinson,
who?
Tim Scott.
Who is Asa? Oh, yeah.
Vivek Ramaswamy.
Good
Chris.
Luck.
Oh, no, wait. I apologize. Wait. Nikki Haley, Asa Hutchinson, Tim Scott, Chris Christie.
Yay!
Each Chris have 1%.
Christie. Chris Christie?
Vivek Ramaswamy Dude. And Chris Sununu. 0.0.
Chris Sununu. Here's what I think. Get a Facebook page and a Twitter or something. No one knows you. Who is this guy? Who's Chris Sununu? What does he do? Is he a senator?
He's a governor.
Of a state?
Sure.
Which?
Out there somewhere.
Where?
Out west somewhere.
I don't even know what state you're associated.
Like Vermont, New Hampshire, one of those.
No
guys.
One understands.
I apologize.
Hey, Chris, you're going to fucking lose.
New Hampshire.
Okay, you're fucked. I can't find it on a map. No one can find it on a map.
How dare you?
I cannot.
Find it on a map.
Of course. No one knows shit about, name a city in New Hampshire that's not the capital.
Madison.
You're just guessing this one. That's not fair.
Jefferson.
Springfield. Rome. It's probably a Rome. Yeah, good luck. That's Asa Hutchinson in charge of...
Madison, New Hampshire has 2,565 people.
Wait, that's not Asa Hutchinson. That's... See, Chris, you're fucked. What don't you and Asa Hutchinson run to? What does he do? What does that dumb shit do?
Asa Hutchinson is also was a governor.
He's a past governor of a state.
Arkansas.
No one cares. No one cares. No one cares. What a waste of time and money, all these people.
Next question in the poll.
Yes. Asa Hutchinson.
What if the only candidates...
They suck.
What? What if the only candidates were DeSantis, Haley, Hutchinson, Pence, Tim Scott, and Trump? Who would you like the party to nominate?
Well, the Republicans...
What a strange grouping.
Like, you're asking me? I don't fucking give a shit. None of them. Give up. Go home. Leave. Go to Idaho.
Ask if not DeSantis. Oh, I get it.
Who did this fucking poll?
No, I get it. So if you, in the previous one, if you didn't vote for DeSantis, Haley, Hutchinson, Pence, Scott, or Trump, so if you voted for Chris Christie, Vivek, or Chris Sununu, so that's this sampling.
Vivek
says if those guys don't run, who is your choice?
What?
22% say Donald.
Of course.
16% say DeSantis. 16% say Nikki Haley. 13% say Mike Pence.
Mike Pence nearly lost his life that day. It's a normal day. It's usually a day where the fucking votes get certified. I didn't even know about this shit. He probably didn't know about it. If you would have asked Mike Pence, you want to be vice president, except this thing's going to happen on January 6th, he would have told you to fuck off.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, no thanks. Let Chris Christie. And then let me tell you something.
What size tie do you wear, Mike?
Well, no, there's insurrectionists. I mean, they would have had to have brought a gallows fit for Chris Christie, the bridge closer.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're talking 2x4s, at least.
If you lean Republican, would you be satisfied or dissatisfied?
Who leans Republican? You're in it to win it, baby.
Well, yeah, and once you reach the tip-over point.
Yeah, you're covered in Schindler poo.
Gravity takes over. Would you be satisfied or dissatisfied with the following person as nominee for president?
Here, let me help you. Go ahead.
Donald Trump.
Yeah!
75% satisfied.
Woo! Oh, that's just low delicious. Everybody's satisfied.
That's
they're
not
woozy.
Great, though.
That's awesome, though. 75% is huge.
But of Republicans.
In
so
the
that means 25-ish percent are not satisfied with him. As the candidate.
Don't worry about it, Donald, because here's what is eating up most of that 25% that's left over. That our dumb fucking governor. And he will flame out because that guy sucks. DeSantis is horrible.
He's already.
So he's...
Ron DeSantis.
Okay. 21.
Satisfied? 64% would be satisfied.
Oh.
23% would be dissatisfied.
61%?
13% would be have no opinion.
Okay, I was thinking about this wrong. That's high, though. 60-some-odd percent.
Compare this to...
This sucks.
Okay, this is interesting. They're comparing it to 2016.
Okay.
These four candidates at the same time. So I don't think Trump had entered the... Oh, he had entered the race yet. So at the same time in 2016, how would you feel with this person nominated for president?
Okay.
Very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied. Trump, very satisfied, 26%, somewhat 24% for 51% net, while 48%. But get this.
God.
That's the lowest of the four candidates. Kasich, net 56% would have been satisfied with him as the...
Back then.
The next candidate, 62% would have been satisfied with Marco Rubio.
And this is back in the day
in
when
2016,
they...
in March, before Trump cleared the field.
And so his number, that you're saying that this number compares to DeSantis right now, currently. Is
and
that the point?
Ted Cruz was the number one, 65%.
Bullshit.
Would
is
have
that
been
true?
Satisfied with him being the nominee.
So
compared to Trump, only 51%.
So DeSantis is at 20%-ish right now.
No, he's at 64%. Say they'd be satisfied.
So history looks upon his candidacy as favorable based on this poll or non-favorable?
I mean, it's, you know, it ain't over yet. It's not, he's not on a great trajectory.
Will Marco Rubio ever be president?
No.
Come on. That's
of,
me. That's, you wait, even of laughed.
Of the Miami Foam Party Society? Yes.
The Dirty Foam.
We call
club.
Ourselves frothers.
Yeah.
If the
moist
candidates for president in 2024 were Donald Trump, Republican, and Joe Biden, the Democrat, would you definitely vote for Trump, probably vote for Trump, definitely vote for Biden, probably vote for Biden, or are you undecided?
If you're undecided, then please don't vote. Just stay home and try not to hurt anybody or something. I'm voting for Biden. That's out. Ring me in for that one. Shelby? Shelby's for Biden. What about you?
This is the bad poll for Biden.
God.
44% net would definitely or probably vote Trump. 38% definitely or probably Biden. 12% undecided.
Okay,
come on.
They're stupid as shit. Do you remember how we forgotten? We went through Trump already. Do you remember? What if there's another pandemic or something? What if something happens and that dumb fuck is sitting around in his Pampers raping away and fucking... Listen, if that guy's... he's not going to give a shit this time. This time will be worse, right? Could it be?
But there's got to be something wrong here because he also loses to DeSantis.
What?
According to this poll. With 16 undecided, though.
I hate every bit of this. I just don't understand people. This should be a no-brainer. I'm terrified of the Republicans because they're crazy. They're loons. You don't vote for them. I don't get it. The thing is,
God, you know, they're going after Biden's mental sharpness.
Fuck off.
They're buying it.
Fuck off. Did you listen to the E. Jean Carroll deposition? Did you hear that? What about his mental acuity?
God, these are horrible numbers. God, everybody thinks he's lost it.
Yeah, I know. They were caterwauling on MSN on Morning Joe today, man. I mean, fuck this poll. I think this poll is bullshit.
Do you think Trump is honest and trustworthy? 33% yes.
This is a dumb poll.
63% no. Do you think he has the mental sharpness it takes to serve effectively as president? 54% yes.
No. Suck my dick. Those people are zombies. Then.
Is in good enough physical health to serve. 64% think Trump is.
Walk up, down, and it decline without help from his... He's the same size as Mike Trout. I forgot.
God, you know, God, since September of 2015, they've been asking, do you think Trump is honest and trustworthy?
I hate these people that
he
answer this poll.
He never broke 38.
But he never
broke. Only 38% of everybody believes he was honest and trustworthy.
No one cares about that.
All through his presidency, all through the primaries to this day. He's at 33%. 63% of everybody says he's not honest and trustworthy. Yet 40-something percent are going to vote for him?
Because they have this...
What the
fuck? No, they had this idea that if you get a Democrat in, they're going to come for your money. Because, you know, I got in a conversation. You know the Dodd-Frank Act?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Banking?
Yes.
Reform? Yes.
I was talking to somebody that did real estate that hates that thing because something happened with that made it harder for some... It created an extra step or something to close on estate deals. And that's why they hate the
Dodd-Frank. You'll be okay.
But I mean, I'm not articulating that the best I can, but see, I mean, they hate it for shit like that. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Tell me the actual profit margin that is being affected by you real estate twats.
Yeah. And if you're generating another
percentage number and tell me how bad Dodd-Frank, trying to hold you accountable and transparent.
Sorry. You got to print another form. I'm sure you can lay that cost off on somebody. Right.
They're talking about Biden's age too. He's too old, but then Trump ain't that far behind.
I don't give a fuck. We can prop that motherfucker up. It's the Democrat. The platform. It's not like you're talking about a largely varied platform, right? What is Biden going to be for? Got gun control?
Of course.
I don't know.
Universal health care. I mean, he's
raising the minimum wage.
For all those things.
Yeah. And maybe it's not the best. I don't know. Maybe he's not everybody's fucking wet dream for a candidate, but it's not a prom date. And the other prom date is, say, a Nazi.
And primary him. I'm not against him being primary.
I think that's bullshit. I think everybody needs to stick together and unify and beat the Nazis back into the woods. It is not that time. We do not need to do any soul searching. Here's the soul searching. Quit being a pussy and beat up the Nazis. Beat up the Nazis. They're crazy. Who gives a shit who's president, though, right? Because it's going to be the platform of the party, right?
Right.
Bernie's platform matched Hillary's platform by the time she got the nomination, right?
Kind of. She leaned more in that direction, yeah.
I mean, we're idiots. We're why primary him? Put all the money into beating these fucking Nazis. Who cares? What is the best bet? What if he loses? What if your substitute loses? What if we do a primary and everybody gets stabbed to death in the primary? And then what? It's crazy.
What if Jon Stewart ran?
No, I don't know. What if he
lost? I saw that on Twitter. People were like, Jon Stewart should run.
No, what if they lose, though?
Well, right.
That's crazy. People are crazy in this country.
I think we'll be okay. I think the same thing will happen that happened the last time. People will be terrified of Trump, no matter what their opinion of Biden's acuity might be.
We have to keep Democrats in office until that old dumb fuck Trump dies. And that's the truth, because he's a threat to democracy. Otherwise, it's like, even if, let's say, Biden gets elected the next day, croaks, we'll weaken to Bernie's that motherfucker for 4 years. I don't give a shit.
Also, we've got in the news all kinds of stuff.
I mean, I wish Elizabeth Warren was president.
That's who I voted for.
Yeah.
In the previous primary.
Right.
The gunman who killed 8 people at an outlet mall in suburban Dallas on Saturday briefly received military training, but was discharged from the Army over mental health condition.
Perfect. Here's some guns.
After 3 months of service, Maurizio Garcia, 33, joined the Army in 2008, but was terminated 3 months later, failing to complete his initial training. He was separated for an unspecified mental health issue, according to an Army official. The disclosure comes as officials are still trying to piece together what might have caused him to rampage at the mall until he was confronted by a police officer who shot and killed him.
Hey, I mean, what caused it? He was loony and then was able to get a fucking motherfucking gun. There you go.
The shooting, the country's 22nd mass killing so far this year, horrified the diverse, affluent communities that make up the northern burbs of Dallas.
Yes, but not enough so to vote differently.
Hold on, diverse?
Maybe, yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
I lived in
Dallas.
I was in the northern suburb of Dallas. Fort Worth. I was in North Richland Hills, which is pretty foofy.
Yeah.
And it was white as fuck. So I don't know about your diverse.
Right.
Maybe there's some Hispanic neighborhoods that it's also been a long time since I lived there.
I'm just asking because we're talking about Texas right now, correct?
Sure.
Why don't we hear Greg Abbott's name in any of the presidential polling things?
Yeah, I think
he's so great.
I think at one point he thought maybe about it, but it ain't gonna happen.
Piece of shit.
Garcia walked up to Allen Premium Outlets in Allen, Texas, carrying multiple weapons, had 5 additional guns in a vehicle in the parking lot. Authorities still have not released a motive, but they are investigating his suspected links to white supremacists and neo-Nazi beliefs.
Suspected?
And the right-wingers are like, but he's a Mexican. He can't be no white supremacist.
What about the guy in charge of the Proud Boys? And what about the fact that he had a white supremacist patch on him? Didn't the guy have a patch? Some right-wing nut job bullshit?
Or a tad or something.
Yes. It's a crazy, what a crazy leap to say that a mass shooter in this country is a radicalized Trump fuck. What a shock.
Just like there are Trumpy black people, which is inexplicable.
Right.
So that's one of the other headlines.
Enrique Tarrio.
Right. Proud Boy.
Yeah, he's a fucking Proud Boy.
A lot of the a lot of people were pointing out after the their convictions the other day that it's like, let's not, why we shouldn't lose the fact that they got together and decided to call themselves the Proud Boys.
Yeah.
I mean,
that must have fucked up deep meaning, right?
Probably.
Well, that's fuck.
What's his name? Gavin McInnes, right? He was the dude.
Yeah. It's probably some fucked up reference to some like Nordic weird like
Gavin McInnes
rape
is walking around in kilts and a
and a sword
now and waving a sword. Yeah.
He's a great guy. What a great personality. Here's an idea. Have a personality or get a kilt, wave a sword, and be a white supremacist. You could either do that or...
And somebody came up with the breakfast cereal initiation, right?
Right. Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
You got to name five breakfast cereals while we suck your while we punch you really hard.
You know what? You know who would pay money for that, for the results of what breakfast cereals? Because I would. If I worked for General Mills or... any of the cereal manufacturers, I was like, what cereals do people yell out? Because maybe that'll give us a marketing insight. Nobody said Sugar Smacks. Get rid of it. 100% rate. What do you think? That is a great Family Feud. Top five cereals mentioned during Yelled Proud Boy hazing ritual. Show me Raisin Bran. That's got to be number
Frosted
one.
Flakes?
Cheerios, number one. Raisin Bran, number two. Frosted Flakes, number three. What do you think?
What are the top?
Some idiot would be like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Really? Show me Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Grape nuts.
Wrong.
Closet case.
What's that horrible yellow one that's like Pops?
This is according to Reddit, so it's got to be true.
Yes.
The top 10 breakfast cereals.
Used by Proud Boys?
This is, no, just in general. Okay. This is about a month ago.
Oh.
It's very recent. Number 10, Fruity Pebbles.
Jeez. Oh, I love that.
Number 9, Life.
Right. Love it. I love that cereal.
Number 8, Frosted Mini Wheats.
Delicious. That's a good one.
Number 7, Fruit Loops.
Horrible. No one likes that. Lies.
I like Fruit Loops.
No. That, you see Fruit Loops all the time. And like, if you go to a yogurt place, it just sits there in thing. Nobody wants that as a topping.
That's not...
It's like, you know, it's like,
well,
Fruit
it does,
Loops,
you know, it is mixed.
Fruit Loops are like the Nickelback of
number 6, Lucky Charms.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Of course. Number 5, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Wow, I like that one, but I'm shocked.
Number 4, Honey Bunches of Oats.
What the fuck? Bullshit.
Number 3, Frosted Flakes.
Yes.
Number 2, Honey Nut Cheerios.
Damn, number 1's got to be Raisin Bran.
Number 1, Cheerios.
What the fuck? Raisin Bran is not in the top 10. Ooh, somebody's getting fired over it. Kellogg's.
Well, they've got 6 of the other.
No, I want my cereal trending on Twitter by the afternoon, motherfuckers.
So Cheerios and then Honey Nut Cheerios are 1 and 2.
Right.
There you go. And we know Reddit must be true.
You know, yeah. This guy's a right-wing nut job. Why did he get all these guns? Just because? Were they prizes in his dumb cereal?
God, there are so many different rankings.
Oh, yeah.
Here's another one. 10, Rice Krispies. 9, Cap'n Crunch. 8, Frosted Mini Wheats. 7, Lucky Charms. 6, Frosted Flakes. 5, Fruit Loops. 4, Raisin Bran.
Damn!
3, Reese's Puffs.
That's fucking horrible. Who wants that?
2, Cheerios. 1, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Fuck these people at Reese's. That is just like, you know, when you see a cereal after subjective. Reese's, they're like, hey, there's a few people in America without diabetes. Let's make this dumb fucking product.
What about top-selling cereal? Because this all seems...
This is stoner predatory shit, the cereal shit, especially the Reese's stuff.
This all seems pretty subjective.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. By boxes sold.
Right.
So this is actual purchases.
Are you starting from the top,
No, I can count down.
Perfect.
Oh, God, I can count down from 20. Corn Flakes, 20. Apple Jacks, 18.
Apple Jacks?
Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries, 17.
Damn.
Raisin Bran Crunch.
Oh.
Whatever that is, 16. Reese's Puffs, 15.
Oh, my God.
14. Special K Red Berries.
Is that a drug
13,
or a cereal?
Rice Krispies. I like Rice Krispies.
Yeah. Not, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you got to add something.
Well,
Special K is 12. Raisin Bran 11.
That's the second Special K. The other one was with the cherries.
Special K Red Berries, yeah.
Nice.
10, Fruity Pebbles. We're in the top 10 now.
Fruity Pebbles?
This is boxes sold, so this is actual
Fruity Pebbles
purchases.
Is based on that Fred Flintstone shit.
Yes.
Good God.
Number nine, Life magazine. Life cereal.
Yes.
Number eight, Frosted Mini Wheats.
Wow.
Number seven, Fruit Loops.
Wow.
Number six, Lucky Charms.
Damn.
Five, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Four, Honey Bunches Oats.
I've never even eaten that. I don't know that people like that shit.
Number three is Frosted Flakes.
Jeez.
And this is
number two.
The same one and two as the previous one. Honey Nut Cheerios at two, and Cheerios is the top selling.
Damn. Jeez.
Popular cereal. There we go. You learned something on the show today.
I mean, you know, some of this shit seems like, I can't even picture what Honey Bunches of Oats look like, but everybody likes it.
I wonder if it's got nuts in it. Maybe that's why I haven't.
Yeah, honey. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway. Elsewhere in the news, thanks for listening. Holy shit, look at the time fucking flying.
Right. If anybody has any questions about cereal, just
thanks for
tweet us at Crab
what's,
Diving.
What's left?
Yeah, everybody's listening. But that guy, wait, was a white supremacist though. This is the shooter. He's a lunatic maggot.
Possibly,
nutball.
Maybe.
God, why did he, and we don't know why he had all those guns, even though he wasn't supposed to.
And then we've got listen to this. Fox news guest.
Jeez. Fox is still on the air after paying all that fucking money? Wait. They paid nearly $1 billion because they're fucking liars, and now people are still
all those MyPillow ads
to your news.
Listening
to this news.
Here is Fox. here's life in mass shooting America.
Okay.
What to do.
Ooh.
And just like General Mathis once said, you know, be polite, be professional, but have a plan to kill everyone you meet because...
Be polite, be professional, but have a plan to kill everyone you meet.
Is that how I'm supposed to be vigilant during these mass shootings? I'm supposed to...
No, during life.
Oh, just in life?
Yes.
Holy shit. God, what did that guy say? Be polite.
He says he's quoting Mattis, but I think Mattis was talking about like dealing with the Taliban
actually,
or something like that.
Life the cereal actually uses that Mattis quote on the back of their box.
Do, and just like General Mathis once said, you know, be polite, be professional, but have a plan to kill everyone you meet because you never know. You know, if you're at your workplace, your business workplace, something you might say could possibly cause someone to snap because they've had a very bad day. You don't know what kind of day someone's had.
Holy shit! Wait a second.
You're talking
about
a little grumpy today. I think I could maybe snap your spine if I push you down this.
Who is this? What is
this? Some lunatic. I don't know. Some
hyena
cum
is this?
Alex
you.
Coker.
You're a dumb fuck. Yeah, Coker.
Appropriately,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah. Coke it up,
former
fuckhead.
U.S. Marshal Special Deputy.
Nice!
Active shooting instructor.
Are you helping the shooter? Because that's what I wonder with law. Are you helping them? Fuck off. This guy's so dumb. You would think a cop would feel differently about this. You would think cops would be like, boy, I wish we had less guns out there. Wouldn't you think that? Because that would... Why is
who are you asking?
You know what? Somebody made this... I make this point during mass shootings, and a lot of people do.
Okay.
And it's an obvious point, and... We do, these shootings happen, and there's all these stories, and then, but really, there was a pile of dead kids at Sandy Hook, and nobody gave a shit. So, I don't know what we're expecting to happen. I really don't. Until you start voting differently. I don't know. Does Matt Gaetz, does my congressperson give a flying fuck about this? I mean, it is some kids died, right? He could have dated them. God, Matt. God, doesn't anybody give a shit about this gun shit?
The
Republicans love it. That's the only explanation for it. Because, like, if there was something else that was causing so many deaths that even the worst Republican might want to do something about it, but it's guns, so they don't give a fuck. Do I sound crazy?
No.
I mean, Steve Scalise got shot by an AR-15, and he still didn't give a fuck. Ah, I keep forgetting that. That is hilarious, right? Isn't that funny? He actually got shot, but he can't find empathy for someone, victims of mass shootings. It's amazing. Yeah.
We also have in the news, I think we may be cutting in.
We're not on the air?
And out.
We're not on the air because the internet, because there's moisture up there. Or we can't handle the weather and have internet. See it Mars.
Yeah, I think for some we're cutting in and out. I guess maybe, I don't know, clear your cookies.
Fuck
and
you,
try to refresh. But others,
God!
I think others are okay or listening.
This is like Faithless Monday through Friday. Jesus can't make the internet work. Jesus let a mass shooting happen over the weekend. God, you're shitting the bed. Christians, I think you should fire your deity. You know what I mean? Oh, you sound good.
Oh, so we are on the air. I just checked ourselves on our phone with the delay. I got the same 503 error. We got a couple of messages.
Thank you for letting us know.
Thank you. Yeah. I just had to I closed out the browser and refreshed.
Oh, thank you.
On my phone, and then went to the website and hit the play button. So sorry about that. I don't know. Sometimes
we can't have
IP addresses switch around. Or
The software and it is fucking raining. You know, and we live
it's raining in Florida.
We live in a third world country called Florida. What were we complaining about? What is wrong? Oh yeah, the guns. I don't know. We have so many guns.
The governor.
Here. The governor. Our governor sucks. Which governor? The governor of Texas said something fucking stupid about.
We also
the
have
shooting.
Shitty representatives, shitty senators.
I mean, why can't you just go? It's like I never understood. Like, why can't we find a lobbying group to outspend the NRA? And buy off these politicians and then get people to pass them something or others. So we can not have AR-15s or something. What about that?
The, I knew I felt a ripple in the force. The dark side.
Right. Did they kill Alderaan
manifesting
again?
in my beloved Madison, Wisconsin?
Yes.
That's where I went to college for my first year.
Right.
I love that town. But they had some fucked up Christian rally that Sean Fucht, F-E-U-C-H-T. He's the musician, the Christo musician that became famous during the lockdown saying, fuck you, we're going to have our outdoor Jesus rallies
with no
masks.
Right. But nobody got sick.
I guess they had a big rally at the Wisconsin State Capitol. God.
Why would they do
cool
it there?
Building.
Isn't that like, you know, kind of like a lefty place?
I can't imagine they didn't get a lot of counter protesters. Yeah. Christian musician turned right wing political activist Sean Fucht continues to travel across the country with his Kingdom to the Capitol tour.
Thank you, Sean Fucht.
A joint project he launched with a right wing youth organization, Turning Point USA.
Charlie
fucking Kirk.
Little brown shirt Nazi fucks,
that
right?
Pinhead.
Is that correct?
Yeah, yep.
Oh, yes. Nine! All gone!
Fucht, whatever his name is, F-E-U-C-H-T, Fucht, is a self-proclaimed Christian nationalist.
Nine!
As he has done in previous stops, used an event last Friday in Madison, Wisconsin, to lift up local politicians who share his Nazi Christo-fascist fuckwad view.
Lift him up figuratively. Otherwise, you might need some help.
One of the things I love about this, like people think we're crazy and, you know, Christian nationalists. I mean, they love the labels, don't they? You know?
Nazi.
I'm like, yeah, we want God in control of government. Yes. We want God in that building. We want his presence in that building. We want God writing the laws of the land. We want God infiltrating the schools. We want God infiltrating the universities. We want
infiltrating is an appropriate verb.
Whenever we play these right-wing nut jobs, the first thing I do, I can't help it, I just look over their equipment. I'm like, fuck these people and all their nice equipment to say all this dumb fucking bullshit.
Those are SM57s on the on the instruments.
Right.
The microphone.
Yes. I mean, how much are they spending in audio there? Yeah. Right? I mean, it's just an ungodly amount, no pun intended.
Trading the universities. We want God taking over the streets. Yes, guilty as charged. That's us.
There you go. Yeah, I can't imagine.
Thanks for letting us know. It's like, I don't understand why they do. They do this a lot. They're like, listen, yeah, we're the assholes taking over the streets. We're storming the Capitol. We're the dumb Trumps. So, Trump fucks, that's us.
Here's one. What's your point? A lunatic from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Representative Chuck Whitchkers?
Whitchkers?
Whitchkers. Whitchkers. He appeared on stage. Oh, listen to this. This is a state legislator in Wisconsin. Very afraid, Wisconsin.
Right.
When you come to this building, there's demons in those walls.
There's demons in those walls. There's demons in those walls,
there's
everyone.
Demons in your walls.
When you come to this building, there's demons in those walls. The only way they go away is by this. That's the only way. And when you're not here, those demons are laughing at you for not being here. They're saying, go away. We'll give you the laws that you want. We'll violate the Ten Commandments. We'll do whatever it takes to make you guys think you're happy.
We'll give you the laws you want. That's what a representative democracy is supposed to do, you fascist Christian cunt bag.
But you're not giving it. You're not giving it to us. I mean, we vote on the laws and then we vote.
Right.
You're not
so he's basically saying, well, you can't give the people the laws they want.
See, that's a Trump.
That's not Christian.
That's a Trumpy way to think, right? Because that's a politician.
You're fascist.
Yes, it's fascist. It's like when Trump wanted to sign all the checks for the COVID relief checks. It's like, it's not your money, you dumb fuck. It's not your money. It's our money.
Where is this shit from?
God.
Let me see which part of Wisconsin this asshole's from. Here's more. I'll look him up. Okay.
Those demons are laughing at you for not being here.
God, he sounds stupid.
They're saying, go away. We'll give you the laws that you want. We'll violate the Ten Commandments. We'll do whatever it takes to make you guys think you're happy. Mental disease is on the rise. It has proliferated this nation.
What?
It's the number one issue in the state of Wisconsin and in this country.
It proliferated this nation?
Proliferated.
What does that mean? I don't know what that means. It proliferated? I want to know because if I things are getting proliferated, I want to
It has
understand.
Proliferated this nation.
It's the was number that bullshit? One issue in this- What word does that mean? I want to know what that means so I understand the clip. I can't understand. What does proliferated mean?
Proliferated this nation. It's the number one issue in the state of Wisconsin and in this country. How did it get that bad that fast?
How did it proliferate?
Godless laws that Republicans and Democrats are giving you because...
Godless laws that see, Republicans and Democrats...
This guy's making me godless. Stupid. Now, let me just so I'm clear. The word is proliferate.
Proliferate.
But he's saying proliferate.
Proliferate.
And he's even using it right. If you had said proliferate right, I think you have to say... Something else to go with it other than it's plo.
Chuck is from southwest Milwaukee County, so
oh, yeah,
so the dumb white lughead burbs of and when you start getting out into cow land outside of Milwaukee,
right? Laverne and Shirley would have hated this fuck
what this motherfucker represents,
right?
That fast. Godless laws that Republicans and Democrats are giving you because that's what you wanted as a society. God is not Republican or Democrat. He is pure love. He loves Republicans. He loves Democrats. He loves sinners. He especially loves sinners. And I made a promise that I wasn't going to let God, to promise to God that I wasn't going to lose my faith in this building. And I could tell you, I get tempted. And I said,
I get tempted.
What the fuck?
I get tempted.
Saying?
There's young girls they bring in
is
and
that
coke,
what he means?
Coke parties, you know.
Why is this? let me understand who this guy. Who is this guy? He's a
representative, Chuck Wichkers, from outside Milwaukee.
He's not a Republican.
He's a Republican, of course. He's a Christian nationalist. He represents a whole bunch of white people outside of Milwaukee.
He's proliferating.
Proliferate
this.
And he points back at the building. He says, there's a bunch of demons in here.
They're proliferating. We're fucked.
Attempted. And I said just recently, the battle is getting, the last 6 years that I've been here, the battle is getting so intense. Soul. Where are the pastors? Soul.
See, you think my accents are...
I think if you're doing...
an exaggeration, everyone.
I don't know what play you'd be. If you're working and acting and there's a part where you're in Wisconsin, you must listen to this guy.
So intense.
So intense.
Where are the pastors?
Where are the pastors?
6 years.
So intense. Where are the pastors?
That's a good... Pastors.
Tense. Where are the pastors? Ugh. 6 years, where are they? And I can tell you, those pastors, this session, they're in the building every single week. Yeah! Amen. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us prayer.
Thank you, Lord, for bringing us talking to ourselves. That's talking to ourselves. No one gave you that,
but
you stupid shit. You did that on your own.
We should, as a sane society, be concerned that a Wisconsin state representative believes that demons are controlling the Capitol.
It's a battle. So what? It's a battle. What are you supposed to do?
Demons are controlling the Capitol.
Vote for me in the battle. How did this guy? Is
oh my God.
Is he running or is he elected? He's elected?
He's a rep, yeah. Sure.
Everyone that voted for him needs to be put on a list and do not sell them guns or anything. They need to be watched.
Oh, thank Battle. You. More messages. Some people said there haven't been any interruptions. Some said there have been. I think it's a refresh issue.
Well,
it's what
also,
I had to do. And
yes,
I got the same error. And then
it's a battle.
So anyway.
It's a battle.
Battle.
This fucking dude from Wisconsin's all pissed off.
Because Christians, man, are just...
I'm a Christian nationalist.
They really want it to be Iran or Iraq or, you know, wherever.
What kind of thing? What food do they make in Wisconsin? Don't say cheese, but what is it like? What's the food there? It's like...
Well, brats and... Cheese brats. And brats and
everybody spends all this time making fun of the Southerners with geese, man. I mean, you know, people get weird up there because it's cold and there's nothing to do.
Our band played the Packwaukee Butterfest.
We're going to go to the Butterfest. Oh, that's right. There's a Butterfest. What is the fest celebrating? There's dairy
butter. Yeah,
we're dairy Nazis.
Oh man, they had those. They had corn, you know, on the ear roasting, and then they had, you know, those big tall boy beers. They cut off the top of the can, and then they filled it with butter. And then you grab the corn by the husk and you stick it in, you dip it in there, and until it's totally bathed in butter, and you pull it out.
I want that.
And then they would put whatever you want. They had cheese. They had all kinds of stuff to spray all over the corn.
See, the truth is, in this country, we're fucking up. It's like, we don't need to export everything from Wisconsin. Not the politics, but the cheese products,
Fest, yeah,
and the food and all that shit, and that's not some things.
Bratwurst, I like bratwurst.
Listen, some things politics aren't your thing. You shouldn't have a say in politics. Those people, they have a say in butter and dairy and cheese. It's very important.
A friend of mine's dad was a meat packer.
Oh yeah, for
in Madison.
In Madison, they have
near
meat.
Madison.
Wait, that's just dairy. That's not their space. Did they make meat there too, or just cheese?
No, they yeah. It was a slaughterhouse. It was pigs, okay. I think. Horror scene, I'm sure.
Nah, you know.
Also in the news.
Yay.
Muchas gracias for listening, everybody. This is I guess kind of breaking news.
Okay.
This is from Bloomberg.
It's another Trump scandal or
Yeah, sure. Why not? A New York. Excuse
You're
me.
Right.
Oh God!
Somebody needs some butter.
I'm dripping my, I think my allergy medicine's wearing off.
An extra tablespoon of butter. It's a battle.
According to Bloomberg, a judge has ordered Trump to shut the fuck up.
Good luck with that. Shut up, you dumb fucking Nazi. Shove a corn cob in his pie hole. It's a battle.
That the judge in New York ordered former President Trump not to post any evidence from his criminal case on social media.
You stupid shit.
This is the Stormy stuff. This isn't even the Eugene Carroll stuff.
Damn, Joe Tacopino. What's Trump paying you for? Tell him to not put shit on your social.
I don't know if Joey Taco's representing him criminally. He may be. I'm 100% sure.
Joey Tacopino.
The order limits Trump's ability to comment on the case involving an alleged hush money payment he made to porn star Stormy Daniels, of which he has been charged with 34 counts of falsifying business records.
Only 43 or 44? That's not bad.
34.
34. Excuse
State Supreme
me.
Court Justice Juan Merchan also blocked Trump from releasing or publicly posting details about witnesses or other evidence that Manhattan prosecutors have collected. So every Michael Cohen thing,
yes.
He's a crook, he's a liar, all that shit.
Did you guys hear his deposition for the Eugene Carroll case? He is insane. Yeah. He told that attorney that she wasn't his type.
I would not fuck you.
Yeah.
Is basically what he said.
I mean, I don't know what a court order is supposed to do to this guy. If you don't want him to post on social media, you better tie him up. He doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
He doesn't fucking care. He's that listening to him in that deposition, like that guy is on something and he's also a tyrant. He doesn't care.
Who, Trump?
Yes.
Yes.
No one talks to.
Well, and I think he's lost a waddle or two.
Have you ever been? I've never been deposed for anything, but most people have you?
No.
Can you imagine most people getting deposed wouldn't say things like that? Would they not?
No. I would recommend you probably.
But nobody says that. It's like it's out of a movie, that deposition. I'm getting surprised by something Trump said. I mean, it's fucked up.
He's been truthing.
Oh, good. Well, fuck that judge. He's going to kill our podcast, though.
And he really went after the stupidest thing I think he's doing is going after Jack Smith.
Yeah.
Because, Jack Smith has taken on international war criminals.
Yeah.
And with ease. And this petty little shitbag of Trump thinks he's going to have any kind of sway over him.
Yeah.
He's just getting himself into more trouble.
But these war criminals that he goes after, they're not social media whizzes, and they're not shaping the narrative.
This is 2 days ago. Bill Barr was a weak and slovenly man.
Hey, I'm on board. Hey, so far, this truth is truthful. Right? There's no lie.
He's a weak and slovenly man.
No lie yet. All truth.
Compared to Bannon?
No, I mean, compared.
Jesus fuck.
Compared to anyone.
Bill Barr was a weak and slovenly man who was ill-equipped to be attorney general because he was literally in fear of the radical left Democrats and all they were threatening to do to him. He did fine with the Russia hoax, but it should have been gotten rid of as a made-up Democrat con job much faster. He didn't do fine with the Russia.
Well, and also, if you're on trial for something Trump isn't in legal trouble for something. He's in legal trouble for everything. And that would make me think I shouldn't do anything on social media. In fact, I would shut the fuck up and disappear if I could, right?
Incapable.
Yeah. So this is why he can't go into hiding ever.
Barr, remember, he had the Hunter Biden laptop.
Did he?
The time and money wasted on this charade was incalculable. And without me being on the other end of this plot, there was great danger? ..
There was great... in my diaper.
Page 2.
Did he say page 2?
Yes.
Did he really?
Yes.
Let me look at that.
says page two: Barr was most afraid of anything having to do with the rigged election because he knew that it was this subject more than any other that the Democrats did not want to even think about. They got away with murder, in quotes.
Okay.
So no more discussions with the possibility of getting caught. They wanted it over. I got very tough with Bill Barr and pushed him hard to do his job, but he just couldn't overcome his fear of the radical left. He was useless. I nicely, in quotes, yes, fired him.
What?
He's now a soundbite.
Okay. What does it mean about your psychosis if you do a two-part tweet and then in the second one you say, page two, colon? I mean, that is, isn't that weird?
Well, it is Truth Social, so.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Maybe they didn't design it really
page
well.
Page two!
He didn't subtweet. He just put another truth or subtruth. Oh. Now the next one, the special prosecutor, in quotes, Jack Smith, who's harassing, threatening, and terrorizing people who work for me, probably illegally.
Yes.
And totally at odds with the way crooked Joe Biden is being treated.
Yes.
Will no longer be known as the special prosecutor, but rather the special persecutor. He is a Trump hating all caps slimeball.
Slimeball, one word or hyphenated?
One word, all caps. Who is going far beyond the original instructions of the Department of Justice. The witch hunt continues, as it always will, with the radical left, country destroying lunatics.
Oh my God, as it always will. That's something he says all the time. The destruction continues, as it always will. It almost seems like there should be choreography with this truth. It's almost lyrical.
These fake prosecutions. I can't read with this dog.
Yeah, that dog's too heavy. Sorry, Shelby.
Sorry, buddy.
I hurt your back.
Woo. All these fake prosecutions are merely being done to interfere with and influence our elections. It's a dangerous time in America! Exclamation point. He's losing his mind.
Yeah, he's upsetty pants. What's bothering him?
then. This one. Good luck and best wishes to the wonderful new king and queen of the United Kingdom. You are two very special people. May your reign be a long and glorious one. All caps. God bless you both.
Your reign. Trump wants a reign. How much are they spending on that dumb event for one day? Did they spend on that $128 million or some shit like that?
Estimated.
That's
pre-estimates. I don't
pre-estimate?
Know what we'll find out ultimately it was.
Will it be north or south of the cost for his inaugural? Trump's. That we never...
Oh, well, Three Doors Down played at King Charles's,
no, they
too.
Did they really?
No.
Gosh. See, you guys, I think Three Doors Down is fucked. Where are you going to play now? You get that Trump stank on you. We know.
You're getting evicted, dog.
We see you. The dog is kicked out of the studio at?
Then Trump said Joe Biden should have been at the coronation of King Charles III. Is that really so much to ask? The people,
yes,
of the UK are greatly insulted. No wonder we are losing support all over the world. Make America great again, exclamation point. That would have been right up his alley. And he would have tried to make it about him.
Well, they would.
You know
they
he
like
would
him.
Have made
did,
it
did
about him.
Did King Charles like Trump?
I'm sure they don't.
No. I mean, he probably is friends with Prince Andrew. They know each other probably from
Epstein's
vacation
Island, yeah,
buddies. So maybe they think, oh yeah, Prince Andrew's creepy friend Trump. That's probably how they think about him, right?
Yeah, probably. Or, yeah. They probably knew him before then.
Yeah. I can't imagine King Charles. I don't know. Is he a douche?
Yo, yeah.
Oh, maybe he likes Trump.
Then he retruthed the previous ones, and he retruthed
Trump. I bet Biden sent a card or something. Dear Charles, congratulations on being a fucking king. Best wishes, you know, have fun.
Election interference, all caps. That's it.
Yeah.
also, just as in the Mueller scam case, you can't have obstruction of justice if there's no crime. That's not true. Or even more so, if they make up a crime. That's not true.
Because justice exists. Well, is it? Does justice exist without a crime? That's what he's saying.
You can obstruct an investigation that ultimately produces no crime, and you can still go to jail.
Oh, that's right.
For obstructing an investigation.
Right. Even if there's no crime. You see, you dumb fuck Trump. What lawyer is Joe Tacopino filling you with this bullshit?
I mean, they have to be investigating a crime.
Yeah.
To begin with. But it ends up turning into not a crime. Crime, right. That's why Popo can't get you for obstruction if you don't, like if you're a passenger in a car and you're, you don't give your ID.
Yeah.
When there's no reason to.
Yeah.
Then, you know, they try to get the drooling hick fucks try to get you on, you know, well, you got to produce your ID in Alabama. It's not true in any state of the nation.
Right. Even if the cop is a Nazi.
Well, I'm not saying there aren't going to be consequences. Yeah, yeah. I'm saying legally.
Right. Why don't they know that?
Multiple court cases.
They're cops. Don't, legally, that means per the law, right?
Right.
So,
and we even have one here in our circuit too, 11th Circuit.
Yeah.
So here in Florida, they cannot ID a passenger for no reason, and they always try to say, "Well, that's our policy." I don't give a fuck what your policy
is.
Your policy can suck my dick.
Well, the policy is we pay you, right?
Right. I don't care what your policy is. My policy is I don't identify.
Yeah.
Unless I'm suspected of a crime.
Enjoy that.
Well,
policy.
You're obstructing. That's what brings us back to the story. You're obstructing. There needs to be a crime.
Yes.
That you were investigating. Just not bowing down and sucking a cop's cock is not obstructing.
Right. Right. Sorry, guys. I know you guys wish that were the case. I'm sure you said that to people, literally.
And the problem is they're getting called out more and more on it. And that's why they hate these auditors and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Is because people are realizing that these many cops are not out to help anybody.
We're talking about people breaking the law. These cops, which are criminals,
right.
And criminals hate
right.
being caught. They don't like that. It's a bummer.
So Trump's truth is got him in trouble, and
Nine!
Now he's been told he can't talk about. That one.
Do you remember in the character in Sons of Anarchy who was the chronic masturbator?
Yes.
And the way the motorcycle gang, spoiler alert, dealt with that. They liked the guy. They just hate that he was jacking off all the time. So they cut off his hands.
Which, well, his fingers.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I thought it was his hands. I thought it was whole hands.
I thought just his fingers.
Oh, really?
Wrap around. But I could be wrong.
Right. Because I don't know. Hey. How do you keep, you know, I'm speaking in figuratively, of course, but how do you keep this guy off True Social? I thought we got your
don't.
Fingers
it's
off.
His, it's his deal.
That doesn't mean he's allowed to tweet or truth.
We'll see. Yeah, I mean,
can he truth about
I
things unrelated
he gets
to his
in
case?
Trouble.
Can he tweet about things unrelated to his case? For instance, looking for having a nice day with the vodka and
the king and queen are special people.
I'm hanging out with my rape victims by the pool.
20 hours ago, so funny to watch Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd on Meet the Fake Press. Meet the Fake Press.
Right, Chuck Todd is a douche to me. I don't know.
Interview the very unpopular and former governor of Arkansas. He couldn't get elected dog catcher there now. Ada Hutchinson. It's Asa.
You said he was the former governor of Kansas.
Arkansas.
Oh, Arkansas. Okay.
Former governor of Arkansas. He couldn't get elected dog catcher there now.
Agreed.
Ada Hutchinson. It's Asa.
Right.
He's woke, a rhino, got nothing to say, no policies to speak of, and charisma that makes Chuck Todd look dynamic. In addition to that, he's polling at less than 1%,
bam,
just slightly ahead
boom!
Of sloppy Chris Christie.
Who wants some?
Sloppy who? Chris Christie.
Trump's rolling up. Who wants some of this? Come on, Asa. Come on, Mike Pence.
Ada,
who gives a fuck? Hey, who's the other one? Who's that guy running? John,
leader,
the czar of New Hampshire, please come in. Are you sleepy-eyed? Are you fat? Are you slovenly?
They have zero chance of getting the nomination.
Zero.
Other than that, I like Ada very much.
That's the thing. These Republicans cannot hang with this motherfucker. They can't hang with him. What's Mike Pence going to do? It's literally, it's like the biggest fascist walked in the saloon and took out all the competition. was just a bunch of fucking drivel. It's so sad. What a sad party. You can't handle that. None of you can. None of you. He wiped the floor with all of you, and you have nothing to say about it.
Cricket Joe, this is 5 hours ago.
He's not done yet.
No. Cricket Joe Biden has still not visited the incredible patriots of East Palestine, and Mayor Pete couldn't get out of there fast enough. But that's okay. Our movement will be in their voice, and we will never forget them. J.D. Vance has been working hard in the Senate to make sure nothing like this ever happens again. That's why it's important to... Remember, Trump is the one that deregulated the train industry.
What is he talking about?
The
train derailment? Where
the train derailment was.
You're the one that told them they didn't have to have the special brakes. And by the way...
He went there, though, Ryan.
No, but the special brakes, I love this. These are the special brakes that will get the train to stop. To me, that just means brakes, but what the fuck ever.
He went to throw paper towels and canned chicken at people and stuff.
Why in this country do we need a regulation? It's kind of crazy.
And brought Trump water, remember?
Right, that's right. Yeah, Trump to the train thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why? But tell me this.
It's kind of crazy.
Why do we need a regulation that says a train needs to stop? Of course it needs to stop. Do we have to write that? God, what a joke.
The 5 hours ago, I'm heading to Des Moines this Saturday to rally with the great people of Iowa. Unlike Joe Biden, I protected Iowa's first in the nation caucuses and always will. Every promise I made to the people of Iowa, I fulfilled as your president. And even beyond my promises, I got farmers $28 billion from China. Money that was unthinkable for anyone else. No, you fucked the farmers with the tariffs.
Yeah, it was.
And then you had to, the government had to bail out your bullshit.
Yeah, and it made no sense. No one could explain why you would do that other than you're a fucking loon.
I also saved ethanol and did more for Iowa than anyone else in history and will again.
You know, you know what I think? I think when the Republicans roll into Iowa, I think all the hotel staffs and everybody's like, here come the rapists. I hope we can survive another goddamn. Oh, yeah. I bet there's people in Iowa that are like, please, I don't want this primary. It's not even a real primary. What is it, a caucus?
The caucus.
We don't
bullshit.
Want it anymore. Yeah. These Republicans come here and they do all kinds of horrible shit. Please make it stop. Now bring it to New Hampshire. Right? New Hampshire's going to be the first?
I think. Yeah.
Who cares? Iowa. God, you know who's listening to things? He's like, they're getting rid of Iowa. Howard Dean's like, I could have been president if I could have just avoided that moment of insanity.
We've got also in the news. This is the stories are that Tucker is ready to go scorched earth on Fox.
Right. Well, they fired him.
Well, yeah.
What's he going to say? That they lie?
Axios is reporting that Tucker Carlson is preparing to unleash allies to attack Fox News in an effort to bully the network into letting him work for or start a right-wing rival. He must have a non-compete.
Oh, okay. So he's banging the table to get out of a contract that he signed. You signed it, you dumb shit. Now you don't want to live with it. And so you're saying all this bullshit. Scorched earth, please. You're trying to get out of your contract. This is negotiation.
Brian Friedman, the high-powered Hollywood lawyer Carlson retained for the contract dispute, said the idea that anyone's going to silence Tucker and prevent him from speaking to his audience is beyond preposterous.
He signed a non-compete, and now they fired him, and he wants a new job. Why'd you sign a non-compete then? Why?
Tucker versus Fox could reshape the conservative news world. Fox, which has seen its ratings plunge in Carlson's slot since he was let go 13 days ago, wants to sideline him by paying him $20 million a year not to work.
Oh, my God. I will do that. I will take that deal. I promise I won't lift a fucking finger. $20 million a year?
But Axios has learned that Carlson is busy plotting a media empire of his own.
Oh, you stupid shit.
But he needs Fox to let him out of his contract, which doesn't expire till January 2025.
You know what's going to happen with you, you dumb fuck? Let's cut to the part where there's some shenanigans, some bullshit goes down, you end up in jail for, you know, embezzling some shit from your fucking media company. Take your payoff and shut the fuck up, you Nazi.
We're told Carlson has been contacted by outlets including Right Wing Rumble and Newsmax, offering to pay him more than the Fox contract.
Damn! How? Where? From what? Where do they get their fucking money? They got Tucker Carlson money.
Axios also learned that Carlson and Elon Musk had a conversation.
Ooh.
About working together somehow,
let's
but
rub
didn't
the...
discuss specifics.
Sounds like a moob slap party.
Wow, Elon's not a right wing nut job at all, is he?
God,
white supremacist.
Are there any? Is there any? What other horrible personalities can we add to this group? Elon Musk, Tucker Carlson. That's the worst personalities. Those are the worst.
They say he's also contemplating building a direct to consumer media outlet where his millions of fans could pay to watch him.
Oh, Tucker. I'm going to make this prediction. No one or a disappointing amount of people are going to make a financial commitment to watch your dumbass. To watch your dumbass because you want your fans to pay to see you, but you signed a non-compete. You went out of the... I don't understand what this guy wants to do. He doesn't want to honor something he signed because he wants to work, but they're giving him $20 million to do nothing a year?
Yeah.
What is this guy's problem? Stay at home, you stupid shit. If he can't do a podcast or anything like that, he just has to shut the fuck up and spend his $20 million a year.
Fucking allergies.
Oh, it sucks, man.
He maybe thinks he can make a lot more than 20 mil.
What? Why? But what would you do with it? 20 million a year, right? How does that budget out per week?
He's a rich, evil motherfucker. They're driven by greed.
But he can make that. He can live on that, Tucker.
Yeah, he'll be okay. Don't forget he's got Swanson frozen food money.
Oh, my God. So he really doesn't give a fuck, actually. He just wants power. Just tan your balls. Go sit at home, fire up the nut tanner, and brown your sack, you fuck.
One Carlson source said,
yes,
the ousted host, quote, knows where a lot of bodies are buried and is ready to start drawing a map.
Woo!
This is spectacular.
It is spectacular, but it is saber rattling.
Go after each other because they've got to have shit on him too. What? And they're going to come out with more of it. That's why these leaks are coming out.
Is he saber rattling because he's scared of what they could throw at him or...
No, he probably has shit on people.
He does? On Rupert? Like, what
this,
could he...
Fox is a viper pit of sex molesters and crooks. Of course they've got shit on each other.
Tucker Carlson has, like, video of what? Rupert Murdoch scissoring Roger Ailes back in the day? Or, I just don't know what makes these... What compromise?
Or Hannity scissoring somebody.
Hannity was asleep, so...
The source says, they're coming to him and saying, do you want me to hit Fox?
Jeez.
He's been saying, no, yes. I want to get this done quiet and clean.
Oh, okay. That sounds like that's the case.
But another friend said, now we're going from peacetime to DEFCON 1. His team is preparing for war. He wants his freedom.
Okay. He has a team. He's preparing for war with his team. These people take themselves so seriously. What does that mean in the Tucker camp? DEFCON 4? Shields up?
That's the launch, right? Isn't it?
What?
Like DEFCON 1 is the lowest, and then...
Oh, I was thinking about Star Trek. Like, it's not a Star Trek thing. It's an actual real thing.
Well, yellow alert and red alert.
Oh, that's right. Why didn't we use Star Trek words instead of...
Several
yellow
statement from Fox says we thank him for his service to the network.
I have a relevant question. Yellow alert, does Spock raise the shields? Or that would be actually Chekhov. Does he raise shields at yellow?
I believe shields go up on a yellow alert.
Okay.
Unless otherwise instructed.
What is Captain Kirk's favorite cereal? Trebles. Fruity Trebles.
Yeah. Also, in the news, look at the time fucking flying.
Yay. Yeah.
Are we back tomorrow? Maybe, maybe not. Tuesdays are check our social medias.
That's right.
Sometimes we take Tuesdays off.
That's right.
People are still talking about it. It says attorneys are stunned at how Trump incriminated himself in this E. Jean Carroll deposition. He basically said she enjoyed it, even though I didn't do it.
And then they said, I mean, what I didn't get is like the one thing, that clip where he says, you know, it's been like that for 2 million years. If you're a celebrity, you can just grab people by the pussy. And then the attorney's like, do you consider yourself a celebrity? And he's like, yes. What else is there to prove that he's up to shit? He's up to bad things. I don't know.
Now this is a shocker.
Yes.
But the Texas House has passed through committee a bill that would raise the minimum age to purchase certain semi-automatic rifles from 18 to 21.
What does that mean, certain semi-automatic rifles? Is an AR-15 a semi-automatic rifle?
Yes.
So is the AR... What does it... Certain... Listen, I got... What kind of semi-automatic rifle would you like to be shot with? Just certain ones, really. Just certain ones.
But the bill faces an uphill climb to becoming state law. The vote, however, marked a milestone for the proposal that relatives of Uvalde, the school shooting there, they've been pushing for months. Several relatives of children who were killed at the Robb Elementary School shooting last year sobbed when the committee voted 8-5 to send the bill to the House floor. That doesn't mean it's going to do anything on the House floor.
Do you
the
know,
Texas
though,
legislature.
Listen, the only way gun control will ever happen is if we vote out enough of these Republicans, and that's just the truth. So that's what you have to do, right?
But only two Republicans joined six Democrats to advance it through.
That's impressive.
So and five Republicans said no. So
right.
I wouldn't be too hopeful.
No, no. About gun control or anything with guns in
Texas?
Guys, don't be hopeful. It's true. Don't be. There is no. If you are hopeful about gun control, like that's going to happen, you're insane. You're insane. I don't know what else to do about it other than
the House Speaker.
Yes.
There said he doesn't believe it has the votes to pass, but he won't stand in the way of it being debated. So he will bring it to the floor.
The House Speaker of
Texas. But he doesn't think it'll pass.
Oh, thank you. Is he a Republican? Dude,
of course.
We know it's not going to pass. Ask Beto if it's going to pass. God. Man, you know what we love in this country? If you just looked at the numbers, we love shooting. We love killing.
Yo, yeah.
We love killing. Oh, my God, we love it. If you just looked at it, and then if you looked at like the amount of people that die from gun violence and then look at what our country does about it, that is the truth. And you would look at that and say they love it because we get more and more every year. You would say we love it. It's weird.
Yeah.
And if you're an alien species, just, oh, we just passed over this Earth. They're pre-warp. Oh, look, we got to zap these fuckers. They're shooting each other. They're stupid.
And I think it's like 2/3 of the nation says we should restrict these ARs and stuff like that. So once again, we're at the whim of a radical NRA backed minority.
The only reason too is like we're just civilized in this country. We're civilized because it doesn't have to be like this. You could vote. We could vote blue. We could vote whatever. But if we all just got up and went down to the Florida State House and made them pass some gun control, well, they would have to do it, wouldn't they? If enough people walked down there? I mean...
For today's well story.
Yes.
We mentioned last week that the big news that a whole bunch of these fake Georgia electors have rolled over and are taking immunity deals.
Oh, you little bitches. How could you? I thought you were in it to win it. Come on. I thought you were believers. Sad. you rolled over.
Now, lawyers representing David Schaefer, the embattled chairman of the Georgia Republican Party, are arguing that their client should not be charged with any crimes for his actions following the 2020 election because he was following advice provided by attorneys working for former President Donald Trump.
Which includes Rudy the Tootie, correct? Probably.
Specifically, his attorneys say their client was relying on repeated and detailed advice of legal counsel when they organized the group of contingent electors from Georgia and made himself one.
But, right. What is this guy? His what's his deal?
David Schaefer is chairman of the Georgia Republican Party. He was the leader of the group that organized the electors, the fake electors.
So he's a legislator with an understanding of our laws, and he just didn't.
No, he's chairman of the party.
Oh, okay, but he understands the laws, right?
Sure,
that's his job. So why did he do this?
He understands how to break them,
right? Well, good luck with everything, buddy. I think they're gonna come get you. They come get you, they're going to throw you in jail. And Trump ain't going to do shit. Nobody's doing shit for
you. But he's saying it was Trump's law. I was following Trump's lawyer's advice.
Oh, yes. You're throwing man baby under the bus? How dare you?
The letter first reported by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution comes as Fannie Willis and her team of prosecutors investigating efforts to overturn the 2020 election results in Georgia are planning to make an announcement on possible charges later this summer.
Oh, my God, I can't. Why are we waiting? Why are we waiting? Why are we waiting so long? This summer? When? Not July. It's got to be next month. June. Not July. How long must we wait?
Schaefer.
Come on.
Who could be among those indicted when Willis makes her charging announcements.
Yes.
Came under scrutiny for his role in the effort to put forward alternate slates of electors to block certification of the 2020 presidential vote. In their letter to Willis's office, Schaefer's lawyers said he was, quote, given very direct, detailed legal advice on the procedure he should follow, and he followed those instructions to the letter.
Let me ask you something. So when Fannie Willis charges Trump, she sends out the arrest warrant, they go pick him up at Mar-a-Lago. I hope it's on a Thursday, and I hope it's in the middle of his DJing, though, right? Won't that be
sad? He'll get to
come to arrest him. He's going, let me play one more Journey song.
He'll get turn himself in again, I'm sure.
Put on these bracelets. You're going to jail.
Willis has indicated she is seriously weighing bringing racketeering and conspiracy charges.
Let's do
in
it!
In connection with Trump's actions in Georgia in the 2020 election.
I love how you're thinking. Let's go there. Let's make it happen.
At least 8 of the Republican fake electors have accepted immunity deals in the ongoing criminal investigation. Jeez. And the newly secured cooperators could offer insights into a key prong of Willis's sprawling investigation into election interference. She has previously notified all 16 GOP fake electors that they were targets in her investigation.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Not people. Damn. They are targets, people of interest.
That's where you want the reaction videos, right? When they open those letters and read that, I want the reaction videos.
So now the head organizer dude is saying, Trump told me to do it.
Oh, shit. How sad. Can we get the head organizer dude, too, though? I mean, all of these people should.
Well, sure, if you cooperate, you get less of a sentence. But you
gotta get them all.
Plea deals.
That's right. Jeez. Fannie Willis is like, let's go get him. Fire up the plane. Fly it down there. They land right in front of Mar-a-Lago. Send in the SWAT. Drag his fat ass out of DJ night, chain him up, put him in the Hannibal Lecter, drag him back.
Trump missed his deadline to testify.
No, I thought
Eugene
he said
Carroll.
Wait. In Scotland, he said he was going to do this.
Yeah, but he didn't.
He lied. Oh.
And then like taco penis. Someone was like
taco penis.
like taco pina.
Joe taco penis.
Claimed that he was upset that he wasn't able to call any witnesses to disprove the negative.
Why didn't you call Trump, Taco Penis?
And E. Jean Carroll's lawyer said, you could have called Donald J. Trump.
Yeah. And also, if your client is innocent, wouldn't he want to tell his innocent fucking
story?
We would
all have loved Trump to get cross-examined on the stand. Oh my God, that would have been like a Few Good Men. It would have been like A Few Good Men.
Jack Nicholson, like, dear Crab Diving, please apologize to me.
I do.
That hurt my feelings.
He surfaced, by the way. Did you see that?
No.
Jack hasn't been, I think it's been a couple of years since he's been to, seen out in public or been to a Lakers game. And I think the last couple of weeks he was at a Lakers game.
Oh, wow.
Sitting there in his front row and waving at everybody. And, you know, he's like 90.
Yeah.
Or he's up there. But seemed like he was doing okay.
Awesome, man. Jeez, Jack Nicholson. Man.
86.
Has he ever played a movie time president? He never ticked that box, did he? I thought he would make a great
Jack Nicholson president. Oh, he would, you know, it's
Bill
Trump.
Pullman
he'd be
president.
He would
on
play
the
Trump really well.
Oh, yeah.
Grab him by the pussy.
I want to see him play Nixon, maybe, or Reagan. That would be a good one. Him playing Reagan. The monkey and everything.
Didn't he play Hoffa? Who played Hoffa?
He did.
Yeah.
Who cares? Because it doesn't matter. Because the only portrayal of Hoffa that matters to me is what's his face in that fucking movie. It was so good with Robert De Niro, the Irishman. Al Pacino's Hoffa.
Oh my God.
It's operatic. I'm Jimmy Hoffa. How's it going? It's like, is he going to sustain this for this 4-hour film?
Absolutely.
Holy, I was tired. There were scenes you watch, and you're like, damn, I'm tired after watching. He's like, oh, Hoffa.
Zero fucks are given.
I don't know. Yeah, he didn't. He just let loose. It was great. I loved it. I would watch that movie again. It's too short.
We got a few minutes left here in the big old show.
Joey Taco Penis. Oh,
Joey Taco.
What a dumb fuck. Great lawyering, right?
I can't imagine that.
That's the best Trump can do. Is
there's
Taco
a lot
Penis.
More. There's a lot more lawyers out there that are.
If I'm Trump, I'm like, can we call Angie Harmon? She's not a real lawyer. She was just telling. She was on TV. You'd be like, oh, shit. He wants to call Matlock. Was Matlock a lawyer? Or he's a cop.
Lawyer, I think. God, Matlock.
maybe Sam Waterston can represent you.
Ancient television.
Yeah.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
Yeah.
There's a story that he may be getting the shank. From the Republicans.
Yes.
After, if he makes any kind of deal with Biden on this debt ceiling. From the crazies.
I love this. Wait, I don't love it for the
because remember.
Yes.
NBC News recalled one of the deals that McCarthy made with Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida.
Nine!
Our representative. Who held back five far-right Republicans from supporting McCarthy for Speaker.
Yes.
Gaetz demanded that the number of votes necessary to vacate the chair was lowered.
Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Remember?
So now he can't even do this?
So now Gaetz, or one of his one member of Congress, has the power to trigger a motion to vacate.
So we're being held hostage by Matt Gaetz or somebody like him.
If McCarthy cuts a deal with Biden and the Democrats that they feel is too liberal, he was already Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz was already one of four lawmakers who voted against McCarthy's debt ceiling package that only passed the House 217 to 215.
But we got to raise the debt ceiling. Don't we? I mean, Janet Yellen said we had to.
The Gates had just been elected and the last government shutdown unfolded. In that debate, it was Donald Trump who refused to sign off on raising the debt ceiling unless Congress funded his border wall. It became the largest government shutdown in American history, and Republican resistance ultimately cost the economy $11 billion.
Damn!
Polls at the time showed that 71% of Americans didn't think his wall was worth the shutdown fight. Only 34% of Americans blamed Democrats for the process.
Yes.
Or the crisis. And 53% blamed Trump and the Republicans.
53%. I mean, it's the debt ceiling. I thought that this is some procedural bullshit that, I don't know. I mean, did the debt ceiling shit start getting crazy back in 2010? Is that the Tea Party? Is that what they did to us?
Oh, 2008 when
Obama.
That black guy got elected.
Is that it?
Sure.
So we had a black president. So now every time the debt ceiling comes up.
Yeah, they're going to punish us for electing the black guy.
Man.
This time around, Republicans are annoyed by the spending over the COVID-19 pandemic.
Too bad, you fucks!
And the transportation bill that was passed.
Well, who cares about that? Fuck you. Hey, I'm annoyed over the pandemic, too, that
nothing
it sucked.
About their tax billion right. dollar tax cuts for trillion dollars that's worth like, of tax cuts for the rich.
That's like saying if the Titanic sunk, you're in the lifeboats, and you're like, God, I'm annoyed how much these lifeboats costed. Holy shit.
From the beginning of the year, Biden said the Social Security and Medicare cuts were off the table. It did take Republicans a few weeks to agree, but they finally said they'd support that stipulation. But then they're cutting food stamps and cutting all kinds of other stuff.
Yeah. Why don't we cut their shit?
Gates and his camp believe they have the upper hand over McCarthy.
What a fucking battle. That really, who is... Gates versus McCarthy?
They say here, if Gates has the upper hand, it would also mean the Democrats have the upper hand, because all Democrats would need is five moderate Republicans willing to support a clean debt ceiling vote and pass the bill.
Does that exist? Five?
Well, there you go.
That surely must exist. Name them. Name them real quick. The five moderate Republicans we can count on.
And email those to Ryan when you name them.
Yeah, I can't think of any.
It would be easier for Democrats to come up with something they could give to five Republicans that would ultimately get passed by the Senate and signed by the president than it would for McCarthy to pass a bill with his extreme right members and get it through the Senate.
God, it's as if he's a shitty fucking speaker who during his speakership battle had to give away the store just to get elected, just to get in, right?
Right.
And he sucked. He sucks.
NBC explained there was already blood in the water for McCarthy and the far right. Moderate Republicans are telling McCarthy he should just make a deal with Biden and the Senate instead of focusing on the lunatics.
No, what you should have done from the very beginning, Mr. McCarthy, you should have not given into anything and you should have waited them out, right?
Here's one. Representative Don Baker, Republican of Nebraska.
Okay.
Said a four-seat majority by definition is difficult. I don't like the single person to vacate rule. This guy represents one of the 14 Republican House districts that Biden won in 2020. So this guy is in a Biden district.
Right.
I think the speaker can't let this fact dominate, though, and he seems to be playing this right.
So, okay.
So we'll see.
Right. So this guy is some sort of weird, I guess, a centrist Republican.
Listen to this unfortunate name.
Yeah.
Representative Dusty Johnson. Maybe you should put some lotion on it if you're a little ashy.
Dusty Johnson.
Is the chairman of the so-called Republican Main Street Caucus, which purports to be pragmatic lawmakers.
These are the Republicans that don't molest children, everybody. Give it up for them, right?
Yeah, right.
Congrats. You're not hard. I don't even know what these people are. They probably suck. Are you all anti-choice? Are you forced birth motherfuckers?
The Republicans still think they can prevail against the Senate and the president, though. One guy said, I think Kevin McCarthy will still have a lot of latitude on specifics. He won't have as much latitude on the magnitude of the deal, Republicans believe that major action is needed now.
He has latitude, but no magnitude. He's got no magnitude.
And meanwhile, they could just pass a clean bill. Let's all remember that.
Right.
Like the Democrats did during the Trump administration. And the Republicans did.
When Biden and McCarthy sit down to negotiate, is that real? Does McCarthy have to be in the same room?
Sure, probably.
That fucking spreader. Get away from him, you insurrectionist.
I don't know how civil it is. It's not like the old days.
Wasn't McCarthy one of the ones that when the Capitol was getting stormed by his voting base, he was being a little bitch about it? Asking people to call it off? Well, those are your supporters. Well, I thought you'd be happy about that.
We got to get out of here.
Kevin McCarthy is the worst speaker, right?
Dennis Hastert molested kids and stuff.
But not while he was working.
Oh, my God. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yay.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We're back maybe tomorrow, definitely Wednesday, 2 to 4 p.m. Right. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting app or at crabdiving.com. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. We get a little commish. Does it cost you fuck?
Yay.
Check out what Ryan's doing. He is at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the Very Funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
I guess I'll have to tweet something so Elon doesn't kick me the fuck off.
Oh, yeah, you better.
Have a great one. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Joe Tuckapenis.
That's the wrong button. Let me try this one.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.